Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's no end to the coverage of COVID-19 across the papers here at home again this morning, but there's really two things that you need to watch out for today. The first is the restrictions. These are the restrictions that were announced last Friday evening, introduced from midnight last Friday night. But the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has warned that the surge, this COVID-19 surge that you've been hearing lots about, that has not yet come. And it's emerged that the stay at home, this lockdown that we've had for the past 7 days and related restrictions, may now be extended beyond Easter. The National Public Health Emergency Team, you may have heard this at the top of the news bulletin, but if you're just joining us, they're going to meet later on this morning to look at the level of success, I suppose, so far from the restrictions introduced last week, and also to assess whether or not they may need to be extended beyond the 12th of April. Also yesterday evening, the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, he said that he would not be surprised if the current restrictions will have to be extended. And he was, again, echoing the views of the Taoiseach, Simon Coveney, who yesterday morning said, "I think people do need to realise that these restrictions may go on for some time and it's wrong to put a timeline on them." We'll keep you posted on any further developments there as they emerge throughout the course of the day. The other big story, though, that's dominating certainly the front of the Irish Times and the Examiner here this morning as well, you heard Shane mention it there a few moments ago, and that's this central bank warning. The central bank has warned that unemployment in this country may reach 25% by this summer, with the output tanking at an unprecedented rate and the recovery delayed if the government needs to extend these COVID-19 lockdown restrictions that we've been talking about. The jobs, for instance, of up to 500,000 people also threatened temporarily by the pandemic. But such is the severity of the economic hit, the central bank has actually said that there was huge uncertainty about the potential depth and persistence of the downturn currently underway, and warning about the potential for more persistent scarring effects should the fight against the virus need to be extended throughout the summer period. A 25% peak, for instance, in the unemployment rate was not matched during the worst of the years of the banking and property crash of more than a decade ago. As the global COVID-19 crisis now set to deliver a double whammy by hitting both household spending as well as reducing demand for Irish exports. And in terms of just the kind of the economic hit, and Gavin McLaughlin will have more on this coming up in Business Breakfast at 6:30, but the central bank assessing that, for instance, under a 12-week shutdown, unemployment would fall back to around 12.5% by the end of the year. Your GDP would shrink by about 8.3% in 2020. And then under alternative measures, output could slide by 25% in the quarter. And it's starkly warned that under a number of scenarios, the economic fallout could be even much greater if the pandemic is not controlled relatively quickly. There's lots on that story across the front page of the Irish Examiner, the Irish Times, and also inside the papers too this morning. Just in terms of kind of some of the numbers that have really emerged over the week that I thought were interesting, 513,000 people receiving some form now of social welfare income support at the end of March. 283,000 is the total receiving the €350, that weekly COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment. 207,200 on the live register. It's up over 24 and nearly 500,000 on the figures from February. But we'll have more on that story coming up here in the programme in around 10 minutes time, and also further detailed analysis too on Breakfast Business from 6:30 this morning. Also to note as well, commentary I thought too from Tony Houlihan yesterday evening about the intensive care units. The ICUs will be overwhelmed in the coming weeks unless the rate of the growth of the COVID-19 cases is cut, and that's the Chief Medical Officer's commentary from yesterday. And while there is some optimism in government that the shutdown of the commercial and, you know, commercial businesses and social life is succeeding in slowing down the spread of the virus, Dr. Tony Houlihan said that there needed to be further progress to avoid a situation in which the number of people requiring intensive care outstripped the available beds in the intensive care units. And that's a story in the front page of the Irish Times too this morning. The Irish Independent leads today with nursing home and nursing home clusters. For instance, some 29 nursing homes around the country have now witnessed clusters of cases, and there are also worrying outbreaks in public long stay facilities. as well as residential homes. The median age of people who've died from the illness so far has been at 82. And it also emerged that several residents of are involved in clusters that have emerged in nursing homes too across the country. The chief medical officer again saying the daily growth in new cases had dropped to around 10% compared with 33% before emergency measures, but it's still not enough. And that's more something we'll be discussing more on a News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. The story that caught my eye today is the front page of the Telegraph in the UK. The headline there: parents of teenagers who flout coronavirus lockdown rules should be fined. The police in Britain have been told. This is government polling that hasn't been released to the public, but it identifies teenagers as kind of so-called problem groups when it comes to compliance. And the Telegraph's reporting today that police officers have been told to fine parents who let their children out during the coronavirus lockdown, and it's after it emerged the teenagers are among those who leave their homes the most. And amid signs that the UK's social distancing measures are beginning to meet public resistance, it's been warned that they will be in place in parts of the country there until June. We want to know, what do you make of that this morning? Do you support that idea? Would you support that, for instance, that measure been rolled out here in Ireland to fine parents of kids who aren't paying any heed to lockdown restrictions? We want to hear from you this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT. Just actually on that point, inside the Examiner, the Gardaí here are still waiting on the government to sign into law the new regulations that will enable the force to use the emergency powers that were enacted 2 weeks ago today. The delay follows on from the public comments made by the Garda Commissioner last Saturday morning that he expected to receive the regulations within days. And last Friday, the Examiner also outlined the regulations had yet to be signed by the Health Minister. Simon Harris has the power under the emergency COVID-19 laws to issue regulations on the sweeping powers contained within, including on things like your house confinement, your travel restrictions, your closure orders, all subject to criminal sanctions if breached. But it's not clear what the holdup is. It's understood there's been some communication between the Department of Health, Department of Justice, Garda HQ and the Attorney General. And that's according to the Irish Examiner, page 3 of the paper there, if you want to read more about that. You may have heard in the news bulletin a little bit earlier in the programme, the weather, something to look out for this weekend, because according to Met Éireann, they're warning that the weekend we'll see unsettled conditions sweeping across the nation. There's going to be a mixture of blustery winds and heavy rain showers. Some areas may even experience flooding. And Met Éireann confirmed that March witnessed rainfall levels far below the monthly average in some areas. For instance, in Dublin, witnessed just 57% of normal March rainfall levels. While in contrast, Newport and Mayo received 26% more rain than average. So we could be set to lose those kind of dry, settled conditions that many of us have experienced over the past 3 weeks, with loads of families out walking and cycling and jogging within that 2 kilometre radius of their homes just to break the monotony of the COVID-19 lockdown. So you may need to find something else to do over the course of the weekend. Also interesting story in the Examiner too this morning. It's also in the Irish Independent. It's about female recruits entering into the Guards. Young female recruits to the Gardaí are the most likely to fail the fitness and physical capacity tests that are in place for entry into the force. A detailed breakdown of the success rates according to age and gender has been released for the first time by An Garda Síochána, and it follows a Freedom of Information request. And it shows wide variations in the success rates, with more than 60% of women under the age of 21 having failed their fitness test last year, compared with a failure rate of just 11% among men between the ages of 31 and 35. And the stringency of the system of testing has been a source of concern for the GRA, the Garda Representative Association, which last year sought a review, saying the system was excessively harsh. And those concerns have, however, been disputed, though, by Garda headquarters, according to correspondence, which was also obtained under a Freedom of Information request. More on that story, page 7 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Just a couple of the other stories, interesting pieces from online and inside the papers this morning. Just we'll take one from the Times, the UK, the Times UK this morning. It's your just desserts. Children won't share with incompetent peers is the headline. The next time you see children dividing up sweets in what might appear to be pure generosity, all may not be what it seems, because kids share and share alike, but only when it serves their own self-interest. This study in the UK suggests that when children choose to share sweets, they give most to the peers they consider most worthy of reward. And this, scientists say, is an early indicator of skills that'll stop their generosity being exploited when they become adults. Children as young as the age of 3 learn such sophisticated adult sharing behaviours, according to the research by academics who claim it's the first of its kind. And it reveals also a fairly ruthless streak that preschoolers share fewer rewards with incompetent peers.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.